Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm not like...
You're
slow-mo it? I'm a little slow-moing right now. I don't know, you guys. I don't know how I'm feeling today.
We're going to do it, though.
We have to because we have to respect the song and the show, but I'm slow-moing today, guys. What's up, guys? Thanks for joining. No, I'm kidding. Thanks for joining us, you guys, on another episode of Suits. We are very, very excited to be here with you. I'm your host, Stacey Eich. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram during the entire show. Please tweet me because there's so much to talk about. Have my phone charger ready to go. I have my beautiful co-host with me. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, everyone. Nicole Brazier here. Good to be back at Suits.
And Steve Kaufman here. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. I'm not dissatisfied with this episode. I don't know where...
We'll get into it, Steve. Don't jump ahead. You know I'm mad, so hold on. We are missing our beautiful Tion Hobson, but today is her birthday, so just want to give her a huge shout-out. Happy birthday to you, gorgeous.
Happy birthday!
And what's up, Lauren Ebersole? We love you, too. So I just want to say hey to everybody. That's the nicest I'm going to be this entire episode, because I can't lie. I am super pissed. Okay, jumping into it. Steve, I will let you have the first word, since you are adamant about being nice about the episode.
Okay,
sure. Jump in.
I will preface my being nice and enjoying everything all the groundwork this episode lays by saying I didn't think it was going to be Sheila.
Okay.
I thought by making it Sheila, it makes it like more intense for Lois, but doesn't introduce a new character or a new element that's like a huge wrench.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I did enjoy Jeff Malone being able to come back and then him finally getting to know the secret and then him understanding the power of that secret. And like, it's a lot of just, because this show is always the interconnectivity of these people, and just up until Mike's secret they felt like a family, so it's a matter of breaking up this family, and
right.
I really enjoyed that. Now
go ahead, Nicole. I will let you also say your kind of feeling about the show.
I was surprised for it to be Sheila. Everybody was rooting for it to be Laura Zane. I felt like that I didn't see that working out at all. Like, I understood the prediction about it, but I couldn't like figure out how that would work out at all. And
right.
I'm reading Ill right now, and on ill.com the writers chose to pick Sheila cuz it was a chance for them to kind of like get at Lewis. So I understand it, and it helps because it's going to ravel Lewis's nerves onto whether or not he's going to want to back up this family.
Okay. I love you guys. You know, we watched the episode together, so you saw the intensity. We all kind of had our different reactions to it. I personally, I was not impressed with the Sheila thing. I don't need Lewis to be riled up so we find out he's already a part of the family. I don't feel like he was planning to ditch Mike in any way, you know, and even this episode, the fact that it has to do with Sheila and the way he was reacting with it being all about him, I'm like, no, Lewis. I know you're mad at Lou, Sheila. This is before she actually came forward, and he was like, you know, I can't help you right now. It's like, that's the Lewis I didn't miss, and I don't want it back based on something like this. This is a huge bomb for him more than even Mike. Mike didn't have any personal relationship with Sheila. This isn't about Lewis, though. So I didn't personally understand the Sheila thing. I was really expecting, I mean, a Claire would have been cool, even though Laura Zane wouldn't have been the best. It would have been a great turn, you know.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a better turn.
But in the way that this character isn't going to be a fixture of the universe forever. Like, whereas if it were Claire would come back and we'd see Claire every week.
You'd rather see Sheila every week?
No, I'm saying that I would have rather it been something like that instead of if it's Sheila or Laura. that they just, you hear about them and you don't see them again.
Yeah.
Because Sheila, like, we're not going to see Sheila. We're going to see Sheila probably maybe two times.
The rest of the
We're definitely going to see her more, but this is going to give Lewis an excuse to be against Mike.
Yeah, and I just
you don't. I know you don't want that.
No,
because we are over that. We've been through like a whole season of that.
But here's
the difference.
He always is like this. Lewis.
But it's not Lewis versus Mike. It's Lewis versus Mike. Mike versus Jessica. Jessica versus Lewis. Because Lewis is versus Mike, and then Harvey versus everybody. And then Donna versus Harvey, because Harvey said those mean things to her dad. And it's complete... it sets a stage of just this complete anarchy that no one's trusting anybody. And then Lewis is upset with Gretchen.
Yeah, the Gretchen thing was a bomb.
Oh, that was good.
I have to say, I very much appreciate keeping Gretchen in the episode and keeping her in the loop of the show. I think that was wonderful. I thought it was... I guess this was a very dramatic episode, and I'm all about the drama, but I think it was almost too dramatic for me. Jeff saying, you know, it cost her a relationship. It's like, Mike doesn't know about you, barely cared about you guys, so calm down. Mm-hmm. With Gretchen saying, I just wanted to do something nice for Harvey, it's like, that's slightly out of character. I mean, we appreciate that you're trying to be cool, but going as far as making sure an article is written, I don't remember Gretchen giving a crap about Harvey that much anyway. That would have been more of a dump, don't you think?
Well, no, I think...
It was a rewrite, just so you guys know.
Interesting. Tell me.
It says, when asking the writer about this, it says, it was literally a rewrite of the episode. It just came out. Then it says, also, last year there was a woman in Pennsylvania who got promoted to partner at a law firm, and it was the promotion that ended up giving her greater scrutiny, and they realized she may have committed fraud. So the writers came up with Mike getting nominated junior partner, and then
Nice. Yeah. Real life stories bringing into
Didn't
the TV.
We predict
I like
that
it.
Gretchen was going to come back and yeah. into this, though. So
yeah.
I think she's back.
We were paying attention.
And I think we were all pretty clear that Gretchen was going to be Lewis's assistant.
We were saying that hopefully.
Well, because it was this time last year, literally the second episode, where the first episode there was a screenshot. I took a screenshot of the ten resumes that Donna had lined up for Lewis.
Yeah,
and not to say I'm good at hiring like fictional secretaries. But I totally picked Gretchen out of that list, and she was not first.
Yeah. No, I love that Gretchen's back, and I appreciate her character a lot. So I am excited to have her back. I think the drama of this episode took me for a ride that I just wasn't really expecting. You know how you get on, like, you go to Disney World, and you're like, okay, I'll ride the biggest ride, and then you're like, actually, I'm really not into it. I'm probably going to throw up. That's how I felt. Is that weird to explain? I don't know. Anyway.
No, that makes sense.
But that makes sense. That's how I felt. Yeah.
Also, Aaron Korsh said on Twitter very recently, actually, that somebody was like, did you feel like Mike going away, like Mike's secret being found out, did you feel like that was going to be the end of the series? And he honestly said, for the longest time, that in my head was the end of the series.
Yeah.
And that this was a challenge.
Mm-hmm. It is, because now we have to find a way for the family to stay a family. And we're talking about people with all kinds of pasts. That's what I love about, that is the one thing I did love about this episode. All the different intricate people that had to come back. Donna's
so much,
dad,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah. So much revealed. So much none of us saw coming. Like, Donna's father and Gretchen and then Sheila. I mean, you have to admit, even though this episode was frustrating and confusing, they pulled us in so many different directions. Yeah. And that's what makes this show so
I mean, y'all had me yelling in the studio. I'm a professional. Okay? I can't just be... Anyway.
She's a professional at yelling at suits.
I'm screaming. Aaron, you know, you're the best. You need to come in the studio soon, because we have to talk. Okay, actually, now that you brought up Harvey, can I just jump to this? Do you feel like Harvey had the right to tell Donna's dad, you cannot get her money to invest in your business? That's...
I don't think he had the right to do it, but I understand his motive.
Love?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was pretty much going to say, is as he stood in Donna's life at that time, technically no. Where he ultimately should or want to be in Donna's life, absolutely. Because that's his bae.
Okay, I get bae. I get it. But if they were married or even a freaking couple at this point, I would have been like, this is a completely different situation. But he was his boss and BFF and One Night Stand. Like, that's really where they stood in the flashback.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I just think that's kind of crossing the line. Maybe the way he did it was a little too harsh for me. Like, you know, I don't know. He was just really
literally show up on the golf course and, like, cut him down.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not one of your buddies you're fighting with. Donna's dad.
I mean, and they had a lot to get to this episode.
Yeah.
But part of me is just like, yeah, but, like, you know he's going to do something dumb. Yeah. Maybe you should hook him up with a banker.
Yeah.
Maybe you should hook him up with a bank. Tell him,
forget about it and don't go through with it. Help him out. Like,
Where it's
him.
Just like, no, you failed once. You'll fail forever.
Right. Yeah,
but
you're
Harvey.
Nothing.
He's not, if Harvey has a mindset about something, nothing's going to sway it. So even if he wouldn't be able to do it.
Except
anything.
Donna, but then he didn't tell Donna the whole story.
Right.
So it makes sense. Also, the one great line there is, if you loved her, you wouldn't put her in a position to break the law.
I like that. I wrote that down.
But that's important to everyone in this family who is ultimately being run by
love. Wasn't that a hypocritical thing to say?
Exactly.
He contradicted his own self. So, I mean,
Past Harvey contradicted future Harvey, who put his entire family, his entire firm in this situation.
Okay, but if we go back to episode one, season one, Could we live without Mike, though? I mean, there's no way. You know, even when Donna was upset and decided, like, the day you hired Mike is the day blah, blah, blah. And it's like, girl, we are five seasons past that. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, there's no need crying over spilt milk. So I personally don't want to hear anybody yelling about Harvey hiring Mike anymore because, I mean, so much good has come out of this partnership and this, you know, relationship that's been built here. Obviously, we're at the bad parts. But, you know,
And also for Donna to say it, it's like, Donna, you literally knew the exact moment Harvey knew.
You were so part of it, yeah.
You were, like, literally, he left his speakerphone on. You heard him.
Yeah, and you were more of a part of it than anybody else. So, you know, even when she apologized and Harvey said you were right to say it, I'm like, no, she wasn't, because she's your right-hand girl. Mm-hmm. So if she's saying, dude, you screwed us, how does that help us right now?
It doesn't. But I think a lot of our main cast members aren't able to bite their tongues in this situation.
Very true.
This is showing them everybody's feeling threatened.
Yeah.
You know, nobody feels
this
safe.
This is their worst.
And even their buddies and people who usually come out guns blazing protecting them are still, you know, in trouble. So everybody's on edge. Everybody's uneasy. So I don't blame anybody for blabbing out things except for Rachel. Because she's not only his fiance, but been with him for this long, knowing this huge thing, and all of a sudden, you're coming up with reasons to get against the one guy who's had his back besides
all of a sudden a problem, Rachel.
Yeah, and
you knew this was a possibility. It's
Rachel, you pissed me off this episode. I mean, I feel like we all had a general consensus when we were staring at her scene with Donna in the bathroom saying, you know, this hasn't crossed your mind. And Donna's like, no, I'm better than you. Don't you get it? Like, it's never crossed my mind. Harvey is our guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bottom line.
And that scene got to me. It made me not like her this episode. There's other episodes that she's pissed me off too. But I mean, even the majority of people on YouTube are saying that she's shady.
Any favorite comments we were getting so far right now? Let me check my Twitter.
Some people are saying she's shady. There is someone that says that they don't think she could betray Mike, but could see her going behind his back and screwing someone else. We've already been down that road, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't sex. It didn't lead to that. It led to just making out. But either way, cheating is cheating. But I don't know.
I've seen a couple people.
Her doubt is scaring me.
I've seen a couple people in our comments imply that she's pregnant.
I saw that last week, and I was like that's...
I can't
deal with anymore. I'm tired.
Well, everything's going to be revealed about her next week.
I think
it's pregnant. I think her, as we predicted last season, I think I was one of the people that predicted that her education was going to get screwed up.
Oh, for sure.
And lo and behold, it's happening next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that makes more sense. That, like, just because she's acting emotional in an emotional time for her to be pregnant is actually, like, I would feel a little weird if that were the actual case, where I'm wait, she's just
pregnant. Don't say that.
A typical.
No,
all right.
she's just an idiot.
No, I think we are actually getting to see the way that they're defining each Well, let me just go back to saying that I like the way Nicole said about the characters. We can't really hold anybody accountable right now for what they're saying. You know, so I'm going to take a deep breath on Rach, and I'm going to come back to you next week. Mm-hmm. So let's, I know we kind of, I love that we're jumping all over the place.
Rachel gets a 2 week pass?
Because we're getting into it.
She's going to get two
no,
weeks.
No, only 1 week.
Well,
I can't,
we,
you know, I can't.
I guess we were on her last week pretty
much. We were.
She
okay.
gets a pass this week.
Okay. I'm done with you, Rachel. Pause.
Next
okay.
week.
We are back on your ass. Okay. So let's get into, first of all, hate Anita Baker. Okay. I mean, Anita Gibbs. You're too much for me. Let's just get into, we already talked about Gretchen and how excited we are. Can we jump into Mike deciding to go to Gerard and what we think about that? And was that a good move and how do we feel?
I wasn't scared. I always trust Mike when he takes these trips upon himself to, because he believes in his ideas in himself that much. I don't know. There's only been a few slip ups on Mike's part to me, so I thought it was a good call.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if it weren't for Rachel, he would have turned himself in and just pled guilty already.
And you think so?
Because from his standpoint, that would actually be the minimal damage.
How would it be? If he turns himself in, everybody's...
Well, no, but if he turns himself in and says, I'm guilty, and then they say, okay, well, tell us what...
Happened?
Tell us what happened. He goes, nope, I'm guilty. I don't have to tell you anything more than I'm pleading guilty to this to the crime of being a fraud. And yes, the law firm will still crumble, and Harvey and Jessica and the whole lot are going to go down.
Yeah,
but,
no, it's not a good idea.
But they won't go down as hard as if... As if he flips on them, which is what Gibbs wants.
Right.
So in his mind, the path of least resistance and least damage would actually be for him to just plead guilty, serve jail time, never tell anybody what happened.
Okay, my thing with the whole flipping, Mike is the reason we're in this situation, not Harvey or Jessica necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he's the beginning reason, the middle point, or the center point. So how do we say that if he flips, it makes it better for Mike? I mean, what does he say? Like, they hired me and they knew and they suck? I mean,
well, no,
what is flipping, what does it look like?
No, it's a matter of Anita Gibbs doesn't really, like, obviously she wants to prove that Mike is a fraud, but the bigger fish for her is to prove that one of the best law firms in New York knowingly hired a fraud. That's what Anita Gibbs wants.
Okay.
She wants to flip Mike on Harvey and Jessica and Lewis and that whole firm and take down an entire law firm.
And then he would be less penalized because he said, yeah, they hired me and it was
amazing. He'd take a plea deal because he'd be
pleading. That's so dumb. Well, that's a horrible idea. Like,
it's a great idea if he's self-serving and he wants to spend the minimum amount in prison.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good... Yeah, but I guess... We're talking Mike, Jessica, Harvey, and Lewis. It's a bad idea for this family. You know?
It's a bad idea. That's what I'm saying. And he said it. He said it briefly that the path of least damage would be if he just pled guilty.
Yeah.
And they're like, if he pled guilty, and I think he's facing 66 years. Literally, if he pled guilty, he'd face 66 years. He'd be out on parole in probably 20. Then he served those 20 years, and at any point they offer him a deal, he just goes, nope. I'm guilty.
At this point, I'd like to say that Gretchen is the reason that they're in this mess. I don't want to rewind time and be like, well, it's technically Mike. Okay, no, let's be in the present.
You're right.
And we're in the present right now. And I think because Gretchen, with her like last line of this episode, was like, I've been aware of this before I even made that call, so I'm by your side, and I'm going to get you out of it, too,
but
I
why
think.
Does she write the stupid article, then? Or why does she tell them that?
She didn't say she had been aware since before that phone call.
She was saying what?
She said, I will deny this up and down, but I am aware. I don't think she knew. She would have never made that call.
No, I don't think she was thinking about the consequences. I think she was trying. She even said she was trying to do it.
If she knew Mike hadn't gone to Harvard, she would have never called Harvard.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, that, there's consequences.
But
in
then
that
why did
statement.
She say she knew all about it?
I was trying to figure out what she meant. And
I think what she meant is she put it all together fairly quickly, like most people did. And what she's implying is, I'm with you in the sense that I'm a part of this family, and Mike is. I've seen Mike work. He's a part of this family too.
Yeah.
I'm on board to help everyone.
What I think was interesting in this episode, and I specifically wrote this part down, when Jessica went to go see Jeff and he said, oh, now I understand why, you know, you couldn't be honest with me. It just, it's interesting because there's so many people that, you know, Mike, Harvey, Jessica have had to go up and be like, hi, by the way, this one, you know, mm-hmm. but they all easily believe it. Nobody's like, is it true? Everyone's like, so I get why you were, and I'm like, wow, this isn't even like, no one's even trying to find out.
That's a rough thing that happens, like, just in America, the way our justice system is set up, is if you're charged with something,
you're automatically guilty.
Like, you're automatic. Like, Jared from Subway is actually a great example. Publicly speaking, there was very little evidence against him when we were all on the Jared's terrible train.
Right.
That when he was actually tried and acquitted and, like, there was evidence and it was public, he wasn't a front page story anymore. Like, the accused in the court of public opinion are guilty.
I can see that. And I think the justice system is definitely horrible. But I think it's just interesting that no one's even questioning if it's right or wrong. I don't know. I don't like it. Because I'm like, I mean, don't you trust Harvey, Jessica, or, you know, these people that have all had to go back to friends and say, hey, just want you to kind of know what's up with us. And they're like, yeah, we know. We read about it. And we totally think Mike is a fraud, too. It's like, there's no questions. No one's asking any questions. I thought it was weird.
Well, I think it's kind of an honor among thieves thing that they, and I think those who've worked with Mike don't care. Interesting. I think that's, because moving forward from this season, because now everybody knows. And
everybody.
Everyone knows.
Like literally.
Every restaurant, everywhere they go.
Like, everybody is everybody is aware that Mike stands accused and probably didn't go to Harvard. Something is going to happen by the end of this season that he's still going to practice law in some capacity. Because this show's going to move on, I think, for one or two more seasons.
Yeah.
So
Dang it, if you guys only last 7 seasons, oh my God.
But no! Like,
I love the show for so long.
But from here, his name is complete mud.
Yeah, exactly. It could really only last, like, yeah.
Yeah.
What do we, and I don't want to jump ahead, but maybe we'll get to that in predictions, because I do want to find out, how do we get out of this? You know, we've seen so many situations where this family, even in the beginning of the episode when Harvey was kind of explaining he's coming after all of us, blah, 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 or she's coming after all of us. All I was thinking is, we've heard this before. We've mm-hmm. dealt with this before. We've already, you know, the firm has had to go through things as a family pretty much since season 3. And I just kind of wish they'd get a break, but I always wonder at the end of the season, how do we get through this? You know, so as I was watching this episode, I think what was so frustrating is, how in the hell, what in the hell? Like, just how are we getting to the end? You know, I don't know if you guys had any similar thoughts or maybe ideas of where you think we're going. I don't know.
I think we'll be introduced to a couple of new characters like we have so mm-hmm. far. And I think the flashbacks will come in order. Maybe we'll bring back, I'm having a mind blank, the blonde who, like, assisted Lewis for a hot second.
Yes. The actress who plays her is on a sci-fi show that I believe got a second season. I'm pretty sure 12 Monkeys got a second season.
I miss her. She's so
that's cool. That's why we didn't get much of her last season.
I feel like she could come back. Maybe Scotty, you know, being that we saw her once. There's no way we're not going to see her again. Her name was even brought up in this episode.
Pretty sure Scotty's going to be like Jeff is, that at some point Harvey's going to have to seek outside counsel.
Yeah.
He's not going to like it.
Yeah. I love that. I can't remember the blonde girl's name, but I would love
Katrina?
To see her. Katrina.
Yes.
Her reaction to finding out Mike is a fraud, I'm very interested to find out, because she, like, the hate-love relationship. Well, there was a hate relationship first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to go back to love, is she going to go back to Haiti? Is she going to decide to be on his side? I would love to find out she's on his side, but, you know, Katrina was a flip-flopper.
And Nicholas Melendez in the chat says, that's why Mike will be hired by the feds or some type of governmental group. That feels like the only out here.
Right, yeah, because someone followed up that he can make some sort of deal with the government.
That I think he would...
That's too easy a way out for suits, though.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be crazier than that.
Well, no, it'll happen in 5 weeks, but but in those 5 weeks, things will get really messy.
Somebody just said Jalon Giddens. Forgive me for saying your name wrong, but it says, what if Tanner plays a defense attorney for one of the main characters? He stopped being a villain last time he was there. That could be very interesting. I was hoping it was Tanner, actually. Like, I thought that would be more interesting. That's like mean and funny and like, yes, that's who I respect. But Sheila, I still don't get it. But that would be interesting if Tanner came back. you know, I don't think I hate Tanner anymore, right? Do we kind of like
do
him
Do we
now?
Still hate Tanner? I think we I, still I don't hate think, Tanner.
Do we?
Who was that?
He was, like, nice at the end of the last time he was there, and then, like, Harvey felt bad and stuff, from what I remember.
No, I think we still hate Tanner.
Okay, who was he again?
Tanner was the one that just had this really ridiculous out for Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey's enemy, like, the guy always guns for Harvey.
Yeah, it was kind of too
Doesn't
much.
Everybody do that? Everyone is out for
he's
Harvey.
Like, if Harvey's the number one lawyer in the city, he's, like, number two or three.
Yeah.
So when he guns for Harvey, it's kind of, like, when he guns for Harvey, he's close to an equal.
All right. So let's talk subpoenas now. We have, the firm is going to be subpoenaed. I personally want to know how much of the evidence can we destroy before they come over? Like,
well,
what can
you
we
can't
do?
Destroy more than... You can't... You, well, let me rephrase that. Because, especially in this world, like, paper trails are paper trails. So, the reason there are so few affidavits is because they literally are trying to destroy less than three documents. Like, there's literally three affidavits that actually prove this. And they're all destroying them. I thought Jessica and Mike could have just had, like, a fire party.
Yeah.
I don't see what the big deal was there.
Well, that threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Why was she, almost threatening Mike and Rachel?
Because Mike wasn't going to destroy what he had because he was like, this is the only leverage I have in case you come for my ass later on. Mm-hmm. And then she was kind of saying the same thing, which I'm like, but you guys are on the same team. We don't have time for this, people.
Right.
Get it together.
But they're going to just get messy. Like, this is all just going to get incredibly messy.
God, I'm going to be
just like that.
So
where
pissed next episode.
At some point, Jessica's going to have that same thing with Harvey.
I know.
That
I
it's
agree.
Like, I might flip on your boy and this and that, and then it'll all move alongside the case.
Yeah. But I mean, going back to Nicole's point, it just didn't even, I don't even think it was necessary because they really are, I mean, you have something, I have something, let's just ruin it. So I didn't understand why it need to be that
serious.
Well, because
he genuinely doesn't trust Jessica. He trusts Harvey.
That's weird.
For some reason, like.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, he just does.
For all intents and purposes, he'll trust Lewis, or at least before Sheila.
Yeah.
Also, I think Sheila coming forward was because she was hurt. By Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, but
she stabbed him right back.
Why don't you call him on the telephone then?
Putting no. She had to hit him where it hurts.
It wasn't about him though.
But the firm is his baby just as much as
Harvard is her baby.
Yeah, she hit him way too low. She hit him way, way too low.
Some of the fans are saying that it's not fair for Lewis to have to deal with this. And, like, if it were someone else, Lewis would be hanging by his toes. Like, you know what I mean? And I see their
point. I agree.
There's some gray here.
Okay.
Because he used Mike's secret to get his name on the door.
Yes.
So, like, I feel like him doing that leaves him as open as anyone.
Okay, even though you are correct, you are definitely right, but we're talking about...
Oh, emotionally, no.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have to deal
with
this.
We're talking about characters that we have decided to follow, wherever they go. Mike, we knew he was... I don't know, maybe, you know, in the lawyer world might call him trash. I don't know, whatever they call him.
They do.
Yes, they probably do. So, we've been on Mike's side this entire time. Lewis has had the biggest up and down roller coaster emotionally as a person, you know, whatever. And we followed him. We decided to be with him on the other side. So as followers and people who, like, love the show, for us to now watch him deal with this, it's like, it isn't fair. Because we've already seen him go through this. And now we're going to see it again. I don't know. I'm still... Can you tell I'm still pissed? Anyway, so with subpoenas, like I was saying, how much of this will they find out if we destroy a couple things? Like, what do y'all think about that?
No, they're not.
They can't find it they won't destroy it?
There's nothing there that they could subpoena other than these affidavits that I'm sure have been destroyed.
Yeah.
But what they're going to do is they're going to fine-tooth comb every case in an attempt to find it. And then every tiny little thing they're going to try to... So, like, the next week or two, we're probably going to be seeing, like, different characters that we've seen in the past from old cases.
Yeah.
Because because all the old cases get dug up again.
Yeah. That'll be really fun. Any parts of the episode that you guys wanted to touch base on?
I was just concerned about Jessica, like her uncertainty, and then having Jeff as her attorney in the beginning of this episode, and then the end, like, he's like, I'd rather not. It's like, who is she going to appoint now?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, who is she going to want to... It's like, who's Harvey going to have? Who's Jessica going to have? Who's Louis going to have? You know what I mean? I feel like they're all going to need someone to back them up. So I'm curious as to how that's going to unfold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Steve?
I think we covered all the fun stuff.
My last little point, even though we have already touched about Gerard, I thought it was interesting that, you know, that scene to me was really good because he was like, I'm not going to perjure myself for you. I mean, I didn't turn you in, but that's it. But I just thought Mike had some real balls going to ask him to sign something that says you were in my class when you're dead. Like, I'm like an esteemed professor at Harvard. Mm. Why are you trying to screw me right now?
Well, that felt like door in the face.
Like what?
It's a negotiation tactic where you give them an offer that's so absurd and up top that when you say, well, how about you sign some bullshit letter? That seems more reasonable. That seems more...
Because
there's what you want, and then there's how you... Then there's your first offer, and there's the door in the face, and then the foot in the door. The foot in the door is such a low, stupid offer that you get your foot in the door. The door in the face is such a high, ridiculous offer... That every offer seems reasonable.
Nice.
That's
it's a negotiation tech.
Yeah.
Look at you. You went to law school on the side.
Is
it a life thing?
That's a sales thing.
Oh.
Well, negotiation, sales.
Nice. Well, I worked in retail at a clothing store. They didn't teach me any of that. So anyway, love it. I'm going to write that down. That was so interesting. Okay, good. With that said, let's just jump into predictions.
Yes, predictions.
Deep breath, predictions. All righty, predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
There we go.
Big one. A couple people in the... there we go.
Prediction. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All righty then. Okay, we're at predictions.
We're at predictions. I'm going to just jump out on a limb. Everybody's going to... It's all going to get messy. Everyone's going to be at each other's throats. You're not going to know who to trust, who not to trust. Rachel's going to leave Mike. And then Mike, having nothing else, is going to plead guilty, as he's been planning. And then, and only then... is the government going to step in and say, we will acquit you of all charges if you become a code breaker for us or become like a work for us, if you will. Some variation of work for us, whether he works for the DA to sniff out other frauds, or whether he just works for the DA to just because he's a good lawyer and he's a consultant on the side. That said, I think whatever they pull him from, that's not going to be the series. Because then the season will be over. When we come back in the summer, he'll have done that job for a little bit. And then something at Pearson Spector Lit will need him to come back.
But
at a scale that the government would allow him to come back. Either under a different name or just not appear in the courtroom.
Wow, you like really have this prediction full.
But I think that's...
I don't know what to
that's
say.
That's my long plan prediction.
Wow, I don't... Nicole?
You said that you think that Rachel's going to break up with Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think Mike would, if anything, break up with Rachel.
No, I think she's going to... Well, she's been acting so irrational this whole...
She has, so maybe it is irrational for her to just break up with him, but I feel like he would break up with her to save her from this mess that she's about to get into next episode, and the only thing to do would be to... Because this relationship, this engagement is what's holding them, you know...
That's what's holding
together, half of everything together. Because it's like Rachel and Mike. It's like, okay, how about just Mike? You know, because it's like that's what it comes down to. Really focusing on his case,
but it's a literal house of cards.
Yeah, but it's like they're worried. They're worried about their relationship and whether they're going to stay together or not. Whether she and her opinions of him going, it's too much. It's too much. I feel like them not being together will help. This case
will calm
out.
Us the hell down.
It will calm the case down. It might open, and I just feel like Louis is going to step up to the plate. I think Louis is good because he does have these, episodes where he saves the day, kind of. So I think he might bounce back from this being heartbroken and having his ex turn her back on him. And I don't know. I don't know. It's just too much. I don't want Mike to not work at the firm anymore. That's the thing. That firm is the reason it's there and the reason all these names are on the door is because of Mike. So I don't see him going away from the firm, but I get the prediction about this whole government.
I think Steve's prediction is extremely, like, detailed to the point that I'm considering things I wasn't even thinking about, because now that you've thrown in the government as, like, I'm like flabbergasted. I don't even know where to go from there
now. Can't just be a bailout. Like, I don't, because that would be considered like an auto god ending where, like, at the end it's just like, no, Mike's fine. Where it's none of us would accept that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas if he willingly accepted, no, this is my responsibility, I'm going to plead guilty, and the firm will be okay. And maybe he takes little strides like he did today with Donna's father, where in the course of the trial, he takes more and more strides. Well, now the subpoenas are out. Well, now you can't go after the firm for this thing. You can't go after the firm for this thing.
And then it's just him.
That by the time, that to a certain extent, it can be just him with minimal blowback, maybe him and Harvey.
And someone said your predictions are always right.
Someone
did have a good point about them getting married so they don't
get against each other. That's what I was hoping was going to happen.
And then someone mentioned that Rachel did tweet, or Megan rather, that there will be a marriage and divorce this season.
Oh, God.
So, somebody said, if Rachel and Mike break up, I hope
Steve's
Jessica
prediction
and Mike.
Isn't that odd if she sent out that tweet. I don't know.
Somebody said, if Rachel and Mike break up, I hope Jessica and Mike have a one night stand.
Oh, God.
No.
That's horrible. With that said, let's end the show, guys. You guys are so awesome. keep working. You guys be found throughout the week. Until next week.
You can find me at Nicole Brazier all over the social media world.
Awesome.
You guys can find me on Twitter, Steve Kaufman, at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUF. MANN. I do a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. I think I'm ramping up starting like next week and the week after, and I tweet about them regularly.
Yeah, me too.
You guys are awesome. As always, we love hanging out with you here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Stacey Geik. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. I also do Blackish, and starting next week, How to Get Away with Murder. So until next week, we will see you very soon.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.